Well, I hope this don't hurt us none by me coming tonight. I hope I don't wear my welcome out too quick here, but we are glad to be back in service with you again tonight, New Mission. And I appreciate everyone here so much. And I thought as we were praying just now for the sick, you still believe God's a healer, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank the Lord. Just in the last few weeks, he's moved in our home, and he's healed Karen of a very great need, and he's healed me of one. And God's still on the throne. He's still working. And I am a firm believer in the 18th chapter of Luke, where Jesus talked about that unjust judge. But he exhorted us to keep coming back to the Father. And neither one of these times that the Lord healed us was the first time we'd had prayer for those needs. We'd had prayer different times, but keep going back. And if he don't answer this time, he may the next time. And the Lord knows, he knows how to do it. And we do appreciate it so much. She'd had a problem with her leg for about 5 months and just tormented her pretty much all that time. And we don't know what it was. And it doesn't matter. As long as the Lord fixes it, it don't matter what it was, does it? And the Lord just touched her that one night, and she wasn't even getting prayer for that. She was down in her back and praying for that, but the Lord healed her back and that. And I had some problem in my chest and got to where I couldn't get enough air, and the Lord just moved one night in a men's prayer meeting, and just the Holy Ghost just came by, and I just felt it open up. And that's been a few weeks now, and I'm still opened up. Thank the Lord. And so the Lord knows how to do things, and there's nothing that he can't do. There is no impossibility with God as long as there's faith. That's the only thing that hinders him from working. And I noticed in one place in the scripture that always thrills me to think about it, when Jesus went down to, was it Capernaum, where he raised up in that area, and he could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief. And he couldn't stay and do all that he wanted to do, but the Bible didn't stop there. He said, save that he touched a few sick folk and healed them. He just couldn't hardly leave without healing some. And I believe that's the way he is. He's wanting to do good to us today. Thank the Lord. Well, I sure was hoping Brother Steve would get wound up, and I tried to tell him, you know, anytime I'm around here, follow the Lord. And don't worry about Bill. He don't have to have anything to say. But here we are, so we hope the Lord can help us a little while tonight. I love the spirit of Christmas. I don't like the commercialism of it, but I do love to remember our Savior and his birth into this world, and it was only for us, is all he came for, and we appreciate that so much. And I was trying to think of a little thing I saw the other day somewhere, and I'm trying to get it straight. Some of you'd have to help me out. You probably have heard it, but I think it was something like this. God gave him, Mary wrapped him, and we received him. Something like that. And it just kind of clicked. I like that. It was the greatest present that the world has ever received. Jesus Christ. And we're glad for him tonight. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have any reason to be here tonight, would we? There's no telling what we'd be doing like other folks in the world. But because of Jesus, that's why we're gathered here. So I need your prayers, and I know y'all know that. Y'all have found that out in the past, that I really need your help. So you pray for me tonight, would you? That the Lord would help a little while. In the book of John 3 and 16, I know that about everybody here knows this little passage of Scripture, but this really tells it all, sums it up. and said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I don't know that there's any greater scriptures in the Bible than these. I know all of them are holy and weighty, and they are eternal life to us to follow these words. But I'd like to tell us tonight and remind us that the whole work of God in the creation of this world and then the destruction of the world in Noah's day, and even after that with only 8 souls saved by water, this has all come about again. Multitudes of people. Through the law, the giving of the law, the observing of that, and then to grace with Jesus has been an act of love. It is that act of love that God created this world and made man in his own image and his own likeness and walked with him and talked with him and had that great fellowship there for some time. I have no idea how long in the garden before sin entered in through transgression of the one law of God. It was transgressed, and now we have sin in the world. But God's love did not depart from this world. But he searched for a way. I say search, that's not a good word. This was all planned before the world was ever created. But in the fullness of times, he brought about things such as the law of Moses to bring people to himself. And revealed himself in the wilderness to those people, his own chosen. But from them also came the prophecies of one, the Messiah, that was to come. And Jesus came then somewhere around 2,000 years ago and came into this world. And it was because God so loved us. He was not willing that any of us should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I'm so thankful tonight to be a participant and a receiver of God's great love.
Oh, yes.
Aren't you? Amen. Glory. It's because of that love that we're here tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
And I hope the Lord can help me just a little while. In little John, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, he said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Glory. I'm so thankful that when we were in our terrible sins, that God still loved us.
Hallelujah.
And brought that great spirit of conviction upon us, that we could find this precious love of God. It's been amazing to me how God's love works. But it is a love that is much higher than man can possibly achieve without God. There are people that have loved one another with a natural love that died for each other. But there is a love that reaches beyond what man can reach, that only can come from heaven, can come from God, and He loves us. I well remember not knowing that's what it was for some years, but when I was lost in sin and our home was broken and we didn't know how the outcome of that was going to be, but one day there was something I felt in here that seemed like was a little voice. And I've told you this before, I think, but it said, you need to put your home back together. I didn't have any idea, Brother Rich, that was God. I had no idea. But He started me that morning on a big roundabout circuit, losing interest in things as I went, turning. I didn't know I was a turning, but He was turning me. And He was bringing me to a Wednesday night prayer meeting in Umpire, Arkansas, when He had me right where He wanted me. And He sent that old time conviction. And I felt that call from God that night, an invitation. And I went down to the altar and prayed through. And the Lord saved me that night. And I found that love from heaven that changes all things. Oh, I hope the Lord can help me a little bit. In Corinthians 6, 1 Corinthians 6, and verse 9, Paul asked this question. Said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. I wonder how many of us could find our former life in this description of the things that Paul has mentioned here. I can find myself there in more than one place. Such was I. But the Lord saved me. Such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Oh, God is a searching tonight this world over for that soul that is in the depths of sin, whose life is wrecked and ruined, that there seems to be no hope no matter where they turn. Man has never been able to offer hope for those that are in sin. But one day when Jesus came, it was the greatest act of love that the world had ever known at that time, that a Savior was born. Glory to God in heaven. And such were some of us, because He came and delivered us from all of our sins and iniquities. What a change it makes for that one who is saved, that immediately a great love comes into that heart and that soul. And like it was with Warren Morris, my first cousin, that we had been very close and had a falling out when we were both in sin. I'd gotten saved and he still wouldn't speak. But that night as he prayed at an altar, and I was on the other side of praying with him, when he got through that night, he raised up and looked at me and reached across and hugged me up and said, I love you, Bill. Glory. Oh, it is by this that all men know that we're his disciples. It is because of this love one to another that we can judge within ourselves. We have passed from death unto life.
Yes, sir.
Glory. This love is the strongest thing on this earth. This love from God, it goes beyond the definition of mankind, and it reaches a word that only can be found with God's people. That word is charity. Oh, we have charitable organizations. But this is a godly love. This is a heavenly, a holy love that transcends all natural loves and takes men to realms that they never believed they could ever go. Glory. And I'm glad to have found this love.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this precious love of God. This love that defies description. But this love is essential. It is absolutely essential. This godly love that is called charity, it is the bond of perfectness. Glory. When Peter wrote to us about moving on up with God, he said, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. It is the top. It is that place we're striving to reach. That charity. But it is absolutely essential. I have seen, since I've been in church these 36 years, I have watched our people, the holiness people, come through an evolving process. I'm not talking about evolution, but I'm talking about evolving. I've seen us as we are separated. Some go one way, some another. I have watched some as they begin to get so strict in their belief that they approached what I believe is a Pharisee spirit. And when they reached that place, it seemed like that love of God was not there as it should have been. Glory. And I've seen others are going toward the world. And I have seen them as they talk about their love for the sinner. But I wonder sometimes if they're not just making some tolerance for things out here. I may get off in trouble here in a little while, but I hope the Lord can help me. Glory. But there is a love that we will lay down our lives for one another. Whew. A love that will love all men. Jesus didn't just instruct us to love one another. He said, love your enemies. Them that persecute you. Do evil against you. Boy, when you get down to one or two men, I know I may have a little trouble. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I don't know how others are, but I say, Lord, I think I'm going to need a little help in this love.
Yeah.
Glory.
You see, I've had one man that at one time was, I thought, my closest friend. He even has told people publicly he received his call to preach while I was preaching one night in revival there. And I saw him when he turned. And now then, I know how he has tried to hurt me. Tried. Charity, God. Charity.
Charity, Lord.
Let me have that word tonight. Because I don't want to miss the mark.
Well. Sure.
People, by nature, forgive me now, are like the animal world. We seek our own. And we're comfortable with our own. And when we get outside of that little sphere, we're not too happy. I've got great compassion, brother, for those people you work with. But I don't know that I could ever work there. Because I don't know how. I've never been where they are. I know nothing about girls. Absolutely nothing. I know extremely little about alcohol. But I believe I can say I've got love in my heart.
What about love? Yes, sir.
We're going somewhere, church. And I want to tell us tonight, I believe y'all still believe in tribulation, don't you? Y'all still believe that there's going to be a church here in tribulation? Y'all ain't planning on leaving first?
I'd like to.
I tell them, I say, now listen, if y'all go, I'm going to go with you.
Yes, sir.
I want some loose feet too. Glory to God in heaven. I wonder what it's going to take to make it through that old time of the beast ring. When that mark is issued and we have to make a choice. And we know that it's going to affect our lives like nothing has ever affected. Let me read you a little more of the book here. Glory. When that old false prophet has the power to give life to that beast image, and that beast comes alive there, his decree is that all that will not take the mark should be killed. I can read to us where there's going to be a great host that comes back with the Lord who was beheaded. Do we love Jesus enough that we'll face any persecution? That we'll face any tribulation?
My Lord.
Oh,
how much do we love.
See if you can find this scripture in the Bible. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. Anybody know where it is? Sure you do. Glory to God. I am become as sounding brass or as a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, It profiteth me nothing. I told us a while ago that this love is absolutely essential for us to make it through this life and hear Him say, well done. Whoa. Oh, help me. Help me. I've been a praying, God, Jesus, help me to love You with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love my neighbor as myself.
Steve, I have been an observer of people all my life, I guess. And we've had pretty close opportunity to observe the holiness people for some years now. And of course, you know I was raised up in the Holiness Church. But I'm a seeing of people that are more and more turning to a religion without the plan of salvation being a reality in our lives. And when we lose that love, we will not have the salvation that God sent through Jesus Christ. We will have a religion. There have been many others that one time were close to how we are and have been in our worship and our life for Jesus Christ. And we have seen those one by one move away from the truth to a lie, to fables. And what they have now is a religion. When we reach a place that we need a praise and worship group, we have lost our true love for the Lord. I remember, Brother Rich, days when you just tried to keep them folks from loving the Lord and worshiping Him. You couldn't keep them from it. They was going to come to the house of the Lord and they were going to worship because of that love they had within. They didn't have anything at home and never expected to have anything, but they loved one that came and died for them and brought them the peace of God. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Brother, if we run into a place today where it seems like we've lost our spirit of worship, we ought to turn around and see, have we lost our love? Whoa. And in the breaking of that box of wood,
said, it's for my
good.
Wherever this gospel is preached,
yes, sir.
Let this be told.
Tell it.
Let people know this kind of love.
Oh, yes.
My Lord.
Well, preach on.
Lord. I hear you do it different around here.
Yeah.
I hear you just spring it on. I give you thumbs up. Woo! Glory. Have you ever washed crooked, deformed feet? Have you ever washed where down here on the lower part of the leg was an unhealable sore? I've been there. I've done that. And there was something in here that made me want to pick that one out. Glory to God.
Oh, that's love.
Glory. Is there love a-burning tonight for Jesus Christ? Can we love one another? I didn't have any intention of getting where I'm at right now. But this is where I am.
That's right.
Glory to God.
You're preaching.
Loving one another.
Ooh.
Even if we don't see eye to eye, even if we can't agree with things,
love one another.
If we can't love one another,
yes.
How can we love the
sinner? That's
right. How can we love people? This love is stronger than death.
Oh, yes.
There have been multitudes of men and women and probably boys and girls that gave their lives willingly for this God of heaven that has touched them with such love.
Yes,
I don't know yet what I'll do, brother.
No, sir, I don't know.
But some of us is liable to find out how much we really love him. This love has been stronger than crucifixion on the cross.
Oh, yes.
And I speak not just of ourselves. For there have been many others. Since him that have been crucified. Peter even said, hang me upside down. I'm not worthy to be crucified like mine. This love has been stronger than the guilty.
Oh, yeah.
I only hope that if they take my head one of these days, it'll be I want that thing to come down quick. Woo! But I'll probably get an old man out there that ain't got enough strength with a sword and a bad eye, and they ain't no telling where he'll get first. Woo! Glory. I don't know how it'll turn out. I believe I'm going to need some love. I believe I'm going to need to love that one that's a hacking on me.
Woo!
This love has been stronger than fire. When me and women were tied to the stake, and most of them would not have had been tied there. And the power began to leap up. And I read about one
excuse me and forgive me. I believe I'm being a prophet tonight. What we've read about is fixing to happen. And I'm sure in my mind that there's a number of us right here that will live to see that day. And it might be all of us. I don't know. But I know one thing. There will be one thing and one thing alone that will take you through that time.
That's right.
And that is the undying, everlasting, never-ending love of Jesus Christ. How much love do we have tonight? How much love? Paul wrote like this. Again, you know where it is. Romans 8 and 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Paul had been through tribulations. Or distress? He'd been there. Persecution? He knew what that was like. Famine? He said there was times he was in hunger. Nakedness? Not enough clothing to keep us from the elements. Glory. Peril? He named over a lot of perils, didn't he? Many perils he was in. Or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. Nay, said we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory! If we are the more than conquerors that he speaks of, it'll be through the love of Jesus. Glory. Oh,
that love, that not one thing on this earth or all the things combined can destroy. That love. Think about that.
This love has brought me through many trials. They have not been the great tribulation, but there have been some tribulations. And this love took us there and took us through. And when we despaired that we would ever come out, God helped me one day to see Jesus as the lily of the valley. And we didn't come out of the trial. But we went on.
Oh, yeah.
And something kept us. When it seemed like there was no strength to go on. But Jesus said, I want you to go through this trial. I want you to come out on the other side. And when you do, you'll know my love.
Oh, okay.
Than when you were here.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those times, I wondered if the Lord loved me. I wondered if he even knew where I was. But after a while, and I came out, and I realized He was with me all the time. I looked back and I could say, thank you, Jesus, for the love I feel now from heaven. Oh, yes. I believe He loves me. Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh.
Yes, He loves
me. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know how you feel, but God and Jesus loves Bill Wakely. I can tell you that. I'd not be here tonight if it wasn't for His love that has brought us this far.
Yeah.
Oh, even when I wasn't sure about His love, He loved us. He loved me when I was deep in sin, and He started turning me and bringing me out. Praise the Lord. We must have this precious love. And it seems to me like the Bible's are telling us, this love must reach charity. Charity. Now abideth faith, hope, charity. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we must have hope. But He said the greatest of these is charity. From that love comes faith. From that faith comes hope. But from that love is where it comes from. Do you love one another tonight? I don't know how often it happens out here, but I remember years ago, just every once in a while, during service, somebody should feel love. And they turn around to that next room and just hug your hand. Or your brother, I love you. And just start going down the line. Brother, I love you. Oh, when folks start turning around, going to each other. I don't see much of that anymore.
No, we don't see much.
But we used to see it pretty often. There was love there. There was love. I'm not here to tell us tonight that you don't have love. But as I pray today, this is what I felt like talking about. This precious love from heaven. We can't understand a love like God's. I don't understand it. There's been people that have had to stand by while children died horrible deaths. But it wasn't their choosing. It wasn't their desire. They didn't feel it was a necessity. But God sent His precious Son, His only begotten, into this world for that one reason. To die as horrible a death as a man could die. And it was for our sins. Oh, what love. What love. That Roman soldier that watched it all happen may have been a part of it. I don't know if he nailed any nails or not. But he was there. Surely, this was the Son of God. Surely, this was a righteous man when he looked upon him. Glory. And while Jesus was hanging there before he died, that old thief, two thieves, put one on the side. This means we're
Jesus said, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." In his dying hours, reached out to love. Whew. Oh, I feel something here tonight. Glory to God in heaven. Glory to God. Oh, my, what a love from heaven that has touched our lives. You're seeing him work. God's rich. You're seeing him touch lives that have done unspeakable things. But he still loves us. No matter how dirty in sin, no matter how far away we have gone, no matter how we have hurt, he still loves. Did you know there's not a sin in the world he doesn't love?
You're right.
No matter how blasphemous they have been. But to us that have and then to blaspheme. And blaspheme that Holy Ghost. There is no pardon for that in this world or the world of God. But you'll have to know him to get to that place. And the sinners that says there is no God, he loves. And he reaches for them. Oh, I need to quit. This is getting pretty good. Oh, no. This love has caused that woman that young to love me when I was unloved. To love me when she shouldn't have loved me. But she found this love. Glory. And you found this love, Pat. And you know what it's like. Build it up. Strengthen it. Talk to him more. Let him talk to you more.